Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shalom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding a Shuas Daf Memches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the opinion of Rav and Shmuel that Ein Adam Moirish Shvuah Lebonav, meaning the father has a Shvuah. He's already obligating a Shvuah to extract money from Yosemim, so that his children, that also have a Shvuah, just they have a different Shvuah, they cannot come and extract the money with a Shvuah. Now, why is that so? This really depends on a machlekes rishonim in the sukkah. The machlekes rishonim, what happens if the yosemim, meaning the father died, without and he did not require a shavuah, because he died before the loivet, and his kids, the yosemim, they got a shavuah, the regular shavuah of the yosemim, that the father did not order them and tell them that he is anybody paid. Now, the yosemim, they themselves died, and they have their own children. So the question is, can the children bequeath the Shavuah to the grandchildren? This is a discussion that we share in the Sugya, and the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Siman Kuf Ches brings both opinions. And the Vilna Gaon there explains, based on the Rishonim, what's the machlokes between these two opinions. The question is, why can't a father bequeath the Shavuah to his children? It's because it's two different shvuos. The father's shvuah is they did not pay. And the shvuah, and the Yosemim's shvuah is that nobody told them, the father did not tell them that anybody paid or there's any shtar. So because it's two different shvuos, that's why the children cannot take the shvuah of the father once the father got a shvuah and do their own shvuah, because it's two separate shvuos. But in the case of children and grandchildren, Yosemim from Yosemim, so then the shvuah is the same. So then, if the same got a shvuah, they can be bequeathed to their children, meaning to the grandchildren. But the other opinion holds, says the Vilna Gaon, that the father cannot bequeath a shvuah to his children, because shvuah is not an item that can be bequeathed. It's not something that's over b'yerusha. You cannot be noichel, you can't inherit a shvuah. It's dover she'ein boi mamashu. It's something that doesn't have mamashus. Rav Yashiv here in the He'oros of the Masechto sends to the Ramo in the end of Simen Reish Ayin Vov in Chosh Mishpat. The Ramo says there are rule. The person cannot be moirish to his kids, dover shein bo mamish, means something like tangible. And he's speaking there specifically about dover which is a toivas hano. I mean, what's a toivas hano? When a person doesn't own something, for example, truma, a person doesn't own the truma, but he has to have a son, he can choose to which coin to give it to. Can a father bequeath to his children that item? So says the Ramo, you cannot bequeath, you cannot, there's no inheritance on Dover Shein Ramamish like Tev Sano. So Rav Yashiv says that's the Pshat, that's the same Nikuda the Vilna Gaon is explaining the Rishonim. The reason why you can inherit the Shavuah, because it's Dover Shein Ramamish. Anything which is not tangible is not bar Yerusha, is not something which could be inherited. And the Oimek HaDover, the Amkes of this is, the idea that a father can bequeath something to his children, it's a Chiddush of the Torah. Who said, once a father died, who said that what he has goes to his children? The Torah says that there's such a concept of Yerusha. Yerusha is only in Dover, who, that's Dover Shesh B'mamish. Mamashis moves from a father to a son. Something which is a schus be'almo that we don't find, that's not part of the Din Yerusha. The Shlo, he brings in Maseches Megillah, he says that therefore when a person has Kaspe Maiser, he should be very careful to give the Kaspe Maiser before he dies to the Anim he wants to give to. Why? Because once he dies, he will not be able to give that schus to the children. What's going to happen with the Kaspe Maiser of the father, once he dies, is it's going to go to the Gabbai Tzedakah. The Gabbai, because the Kaspe Maaser belongs to the Gabbai, the Gabbai will decide who to give it to. The children can't decide who to give it to because the father can be moirish to his kids, Dover Shein Ramamish. And the Kaspe Maaser doesn't belong to the father. He just has a Toivas Sanor that he can choose who to give it to. The Ktzois there in Simen Reish Ayin Vav brings the Shlo. He's Medayek, the Shach disagrees with the Shlo, but the Ktzois proves like the Shlo. And this all comes to the same nekudo, that Yerusha is only something sheyesh b'mamish, which is tangible, and that will be the svar here, according to these Rishonim, that a shvuah cannot be given from a father to son, because a shvuah is not something tangible. Now, this we understand one more thing. In Parshas Nitzavim, the Sefer that Kedas Yitzchok brings, he says, how can the shvuah that Moshe Rabbeinu did to Am Yisrael apply to the next generations? Now, what's the issue? So the earlier generations did a shvuah. How do you give it to the next generations? So therefore, it says that that's what Chazal say at that all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, all the generations, came there to that moment to get the shvuah. But the chur that doesn't make sense, because when it says that a shvuah is not we're talking the shvuah, the obligation of shvuah to take out money. Not the shvuah that one does in order to be kind of mitzvahs. It's a technical thing that a shvuah of the father that you say we can't do. What does it have to do with the shvuah and the mitzvahs? But according to what the Vilna Gaon says, that makes a lot of sense. The same way a person cannot bequeath to his children the claim of money through shvuah, because it's not something tangible, it's not davar sheyesh bo mamish. So also the shvuah that a person has to be mekayem the mitzvahs, he can't bequeath that obligation to his kids because it's not davar sheyesh bo mamish. So says I can't see it, so that's you have to get to the fact that all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were there in order to be mekabel that shvuah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.